Doctors Catherine Zappone and Anne-Louise Gilligan have announced that they intend appealing a High Court decision which refused them recognition of their Canadian marriage. They were also refused their costs today, but the state did indicate that it will not pursue them for its costs for the High Court hearing. Catherine Zappone and Anne-Louise Gilligan both join me now in studio, and you're both very welcome. You've spoken movingly, both on this station and elsewhere, about the depth and strength of your love and about your marriage. So how hurtful was it to you that the High Court rejected the case you put forward, Catherine?
Well, I think that it was, very disappointing at a personal level for both of us, because, especially as you have said there, it was effectively a rejection of our desire to and our action of getting married to one another. And we made that decision. It wasn't a light decision in any way, any more than it is for any other couple. It was one of the most important decisions, really, of our lives, to make that choice to marry one another because of our deep love for one another and our lasting commitment. So to have a court in Ireland to reject that, yes, it we were very disappointed. It was very hurtful at a deeper level, and I suppose, you know, the lack of recognizing our relationship and our love, and also at some level, I think, the feeling that somehow, really, even though we do have equality legislation in the land that protects discrimination against those who have a homosexual orientation, that somehow I felt my sexual identity negated.
Anne-Louise, what the court was essentially saying was that there was no place in our constitution for recognition of a same-sex marriage.
Well, I won't comment on the court's decision, but certainly the ruling would indicate that there is an interpretation of constitution that would keep an exclusion in relation to Catherine and my commitment to each other in marriage. And I suppose just to return there to that notion of marriage and this whole conversation around it, I think it is very important to really reflect on what is marriage, the nature of marriage, because as Catherine and I celebrated our marriage in the state of Canada, we understood and understand that our marriage is really a public moment for us to honour and legally celebrate our love for each other and commit to each other in a lifelong way. So that is the nature of marriage.
Yes. Your belief, but this state was saying to you, and saying to you through that judgment, that marriage is a partnership between a man and a woman, and they were rejecting what you were putting forward in your case.
Well, just as I said earlier, I hesitate to comment on the judgment, but I think what you're indicating is that there is a given definition of marriage. And all I would say in relation to that is reflecting on the linguist, for example, Dale Spender, and she says all definitions are man-made. And once we agree on that, well, then all definitions can be changed. And of course, in history, we've seen many understandings of things, indeed, by definition, changed as awareness and understandings of equality change. And as Catherine said quite clearly, you know, to be distinguished out in this way is hurtful, to go back to your own language, because we are married to each other, and it indicates a negative distinction. And for full equality to happen, you know, we can't have separate rights for some. Full equality requires equal rights for all.
And on the issue of rights, Catherine, I mean, we've had the expert committee recently reporting to the minister. We've had the Law Reform Commission talking about recognition of partnerships, of civil partnerships, which will really address, I suppose, a lot of the rights of inheritance, property rights and so on. Why is it so important to go the next step for recognition of marriage?
Well, I suppose first to say, I think we would both, Anne-Louise and I would both favour the option of introducing civil partnership. We would hope that that does happen, that people have the choice for that. Though this case was not about that, it is about a recognizing of the fact that we are married, and that we would believe, along with what was expressed in the Cawley report, that civil marriage ought to be an option for same-sex couples, because that is what only provides a full equality of in status for the couples. It's also the only way in which our relationship can be recognized in law as family, and as family that is protected under the Constitution.
Is that key, recognition as family?
It is absolutely key. And I suppose one of the things I'd like to say this evening is, you know, especially, you know, having come from today and also last Thursday with the judgment, is that just for people to stop and think about, especially young people who are preparing to marry, and especially the parents of those young people who are preparing to marry, to just imagine what it would be like if you were not allowed to marry the person that you've chosen to love. To take a moment and reflect about that. And that's that you were not allowed to enter into law to be recognized as family. That's effectively what the judgment has said to us. And so it, whereas it is about, you know, it is about a judgment about us, it's about a judgment about other lesbian and gay couples who may wish to take, to exercise that human right to marry. But I think it also says, you know, just a lot about just the nature of family, about it's just a human desire to want to enter into being family. And we have been denied that in this state.
Now, there's no doubt this country has travelled a great distance in the last decade, but recent debates on issues like the age of consent and on gay marriage, they may reveal that maybe we're still not ready to go the rest of the distance that you would like this country to go.
Well, I suppose, first of all, I would always believe that issues of justice and equality are not dependent on public opinion, that if you are once aware that there is an issue of inequality or injustice, it doesn't matter whether 1,000 people agree or 10,000. You know, the matter is, as I would see it, you know, if it's unjust, well, then it needs to be advanced so that justice and equality accrue to all members of society. But I would also say that I think that this notion that partnership rights will be adequate for gay and lesbian people, and only that choice and not choice of marriage, I would say that collapsing all rights accruing to marriage to partnership rights is actually bad for marriage.
Why?
Well, because obviously it indicates that we as gay and lesbian people, you know, can just simply have our rights dealt with and acceded to within partnership. But we are simply saying that, you know, the nature of marriage is a more solemn, more, as Catherine says, marriage is not in this report, it's indicated in the Collier report, that marriage gives fuller rights than partnership rights. And so it's simply not adequate.
One of the reasons that I decided to follow my beloved back to this land and eventually to be so happy to make Ireland my primary home with Anne Louise here is because I felt it was an extraordinary land that was that lifted up issues of equality and justice and the search for liberation. I came in the 80s when there was, you know, high unemployment. There was, that the Irish people were still struggling to become, I suppose, to be proud about their own identity as Irish people, and to move beyond that sense of oppression that their history, had ladled on them. And so I was delighted to be here in a land that I considered a land of a search for and celebration of equality. In the context of what we're seeking, I think you're either equal or you're not. If we don't have marriage, we are not considered equal. Civil partnership, yes, we're saying we think that's important, that it should be there for an option for people who chose that. But we are either equal or we're not. And this decision and a lack of recognition and a barrier for us to exercise that human right, I think, means that we are not equal in this country as it stands in one of the most important aspects of our lives, and that is our faithful, long life partnership with one another.
You also failed today to get your costs.
That's correct.
So the court was rejecting that you'd raised important issues of law in deciding to not award costs to you. Now the state is saying it's not going to pursue you for their costs, but was that another disappointment on top of last Thursday?
Well, yes, it was. And again, not commenting on the court's reflection, but certainly our own reflection would be that there has been huge public interest in this case. And I was in the back of a taxi the other day and the guy didn't realise that I was actually the person being talked about. And he said, "I can't understand what this issue is about. Sure, for God's sake, why don't they give them? They were married
but
in
Canada."
But
is there a backlash? Is there another side that you hear where people say, no, lesbian couples and gay couples should not be allowed a right to marry? Do you suffer a backlash?
No.
At present, honestly,
absolutely not. And that's no friend, that is the truth.
No family, no stranger in the street has done anything except wish us well, say they're sorry that this happened to date, but encourage us to move on.
Okay. Dr. Yes. Catherine Zappone and Dr. Anne-Louise Gilligan, thanks for coming in to talk to us this evening. And coming up on the programme, we'll have more on a court judgment which is clarifying the law on protecting the family home.